All right, we are back, and we're back. Yes, that's right, we are back. This is Dave the Clone, this is the Hollow Knight Network, and yes, you are not mishearing the internet. Don't adjust your antennas, which you younger listeners out there don't even know what I'm talking about, but what was it? The best laid plans of mice and men are often torn asunder. So yes, that one, that's the one that's more correct, that's life. As we know it. So without further ado, from me to you, welcome to 2020, and here we go, picking up right where we left off with the October 2019 New Jersey Horror Con. Just our way of saying welcome back to the fold, and by the way, the Hollow Knight Network can now proudly boast that we are a lifetime sponsor of this biannual event. That's right, every single New Jersey Horror Con from now until infinitum, we will be there with a table set up live, doing our thing, having a blast, and talking to awesome people like this. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. And can't say that we didn't come by and say it was all right. I don't know what I'm doing. I knew it's good to say hi to everybody. Welcome back and Happy New Year. Enjoy. We are back. Now, I remember you from Theater of Terror.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually called out, hey, man, were you inspired by the movie Heat for that one diner scene you were in? Because you totally pulled the Tom Sizemore, what are you looking at? You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, my God. Nah, I got to ask him if I ever get a chance to ask him. That had to be from Heat.
Nah, it was just the feel of the thing, man. You know, the directors kind of pull it out of me what they want, man. And he gave me carte blanche on how to create the character. I mean, he let me grow up my own beard instead of trying to put a fake one on.
Oh, nice.
And he said it came out good. You know, I mean, I trust the directors and the editors when it comes down to making a film.
Yeah.
Come out. When they say, oh, you did such a great job, I have to give it credit to that, because if it wasn't for the director and the editor, my part doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, they give you the space to operate it. Well, why don't you tell the folks at home who we're sitting here talking to and what you got to promote here at day three of the New Jersey Horror Con, October 2019 edition on the Hollow Knight Network.
This is Pa Shadow. Basically, I'm promoting whatever you want to promote, but mainly shadowsvision.com.
That's what we're here
coming
about.
Out soon. Our own TV network, internet TV network.
I'll tell you what,
www.shadows with an S, vision, one word, .com. And we also going to have Shadow Vision without the S between the V and the W.
Oh, okay.
And .tv.
Okay.
So there's going to be two connections on it. Same stuff. But yeah, we're going to have a lot of independent films on there, especially horror films. But we do all kinds of genres. We do comedy, suspense, anime like crazy. And it's good stuff.
I love it, man. The theme of the year so far, well, the theme of the show so far, everybody I've spoken to, from other friends of ours like Heather Drew and some other folks who have movies showing here, everybody's doing stuff that other people can get involved in and things that can help elevate everybody.
Well, that's the main whole thing with my station, is not only we're promoting film, but we also promote people with other projects like T-shirts and comic books and writing regular novels. And,
yeah.
Whatever you want. I mean, but mainly sci-fi horror in that genre, but then we have other things as well. I mean, the main thing of the station is not just for us, but for everyone to get their art noticed and seen and out there. Too much corporate America, and tired of it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Finally took the bull by the horns and said, it's all mine, baby. Let's see what we can do with it.
See, I like it. And what I'm always inspired to ask people when I hear a story like this is, what gave you the fire to take the bull by the horns? When did you have that aha moment of like, this isn't going to happen the way I want it to happen?
Well, I've been wanting to do that since I was about 10 years old. Watching, you know, just some really good films, and then watching like Hollywood, like butcher stuff, or like I would be like, no, I wouldn't do it that way. I would do it this way. So I got my fingers into other people's projects, and then like I put in my word, you know, like how would this look? How would that look? And they don't have to take, you know, what I say, but some of them do. And then you see some stuff, and it's like, I had part of that. That's kind of cool. The other thing is just like, I like music too. I have shadowindustries.com is our main site, and you can go on Shadow Radio, and we got 10 different genres of music stations playing on one thing. You can click on different ones. You can pick any song you want, just pick through, or you could just let our playlist play. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear the same song over and over, hit it over and over. And there's only 10 second station IDs, and there's no commercials.
Oh, nice.
And if you don't find a song you like on there, you owe me $10 million.
Hey, and we're going to hold you to that, man. Yeah, everybody out there who's hearing this, remember, check out shadowindustries.com, and you heard it here from the man himself. He's guaranteeing the goods. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about some of the acting that you've got going on. Do you have any other projects in the works that people can catch you in? Because I know once I saw Theater of Terror, I'm like, I need to make friends with everybody I just saw on screen, because that was a...
You liked it.
Tom pulled such a great collection of people together.
You know who I like
that
on
project
that?
Together.
Alan Rowe.
Oh, wow.
Alan Rowe, Alan man. Killed it. Alan is one of my favorite actors out
yeah.
there.
I'm dying to work with him. I'm trying to figure out something we can collaborate
he's
on.
He's just, I mean...
Even just from a voice perspective.
Well, that... Yeah. And the character was great.
Yeah.
I just thought... I mean, when I saw the character, I believed in the character.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is a real... Like, I could see that this person actually exists in the
yeah.
world, you know?
I want to see the prequel to Endangered. I want to see...
Yo!
I want to see all of you guys, like, getting geared up to go out to do the disruption and the protest, and I want to see them out in the woods getting their...
The funniest thing is when we were doing that film, we had protest signs out there as, you know, for the film. And some of these anti-Trump people had pickets and were in a car and pulled up and started coming to
protest. They thought that you guys were with them.
They thought we were protesting Trump or something. I was like, yo, we're not political here. At least I'm not.
This is a film set.
I was dying.
New Jersey, we do make movies here.
Yeah.
That's one of the cool things.
Well, that's the coolest thing about Tom Ryan, man, is that he does film for Jersey. Like,
yeah.
He promotes Jersey. He's a great guy. I mean, one of my favorite directors to work with. I've worked with a few really, really cool directors, and he's one of my top five. So.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a blast. We got to be next door neighbors to them last show at the Horror Con.
Oh,
so
yeah, how'd that work?
They were hawking the movie, and we were blasting music, and then I actually bought a copy of the Blu-ray for my girlfriend so she could watch it.
And he's got other films too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Day 9, I believe, is one of his
Wrapped
faces.
As well. Did you see Wrapped? That was
no, that's
Russ's,
one of those films. A few I haven't seen.
Russ is starring. Vehicle Wrapped is Russ Hackett and Just Like an Abducted.
Oh yeah, yeah. Abducted was like, oh, wow,
so
that
good.
Was such a good twist. I'm not even gonna spoil it.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
have got to see
Theater
this anthology.
Terror, man, and
I'm
you guys
telling
see
you.
Bob
not just
Shadow.
Because I'm in it.
Bob Shadow's in it too.
I'm in it for like 2 seconds.
Oh, but you know what? It's an impactful,
good 2 seconds. Though.
An impactful
good 2 seconds.
Man. I called it right away. The Tom Sizemore move in there. I was like, dude, that's sticking with me because I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to be like in a diner talking with friends and notice that someone else is listening to us and just sort of lean into their field of view and be like, yes, you know,
yeah.
that sort of like menacing, like, I know you're listening.
And Randy's a character, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Randy's
yeah.
a great guy. He's funny as hell. He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like I said, the whole cast is like just good people
yeah.
who you can get along with and work with, and it didn't feel like a job, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just felt like
it was a fun
one. It was
one.
A fun shoot, man. And you know, Chris Murphy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we looked alike in this. We're supposed to be brothers, and we actually looked alike in this
yeah.
film. And he plays Earl, and he's funny. You're funny, Earl. You
yeah.
got some good jokes there, Earl.
Yeah, you get taters and gravy, man.
mashed potatoes and gravy.
So are
ooh,
any,
yeah.
any of your friends from that film involved in Shadow, in the Shadow's vision? Or
not really, man. I mean, that's like, I mean, it's not my, that project is just anybody. It's not
yeah.
just people I know.
Okay.
It's people I don't know. So if your film is good and you can't get it on Netflix because whatever reason, I'm not hard to get in touch with. You get
right.
you look me up, you get in touch with me, you show me your film. If I like your film, we can talk.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, that's again, dude, it's
I mean,
it's,
how many times you get on Netflix or something else and you're looking through 900 films and you see one that you've already seen.
Yeah.
So you'd watch it again, but you've already seen it. My stuff is stuff you've already seen and stuff you haven't seen. And I'm telling you, I mean, there's very few things you're going to see go, eh. I mean, I think I have good taste in
yeah,
film.
No,
I mean,
and
I've had
that eh effect with Netflix at times,
that,
man. You know what I mean?
I don't even have Netflix. I just, my friends have it. I click on when they're, I'm like,
you
900
see.
Films and not one thing. Oh, there's one. But I have that on my station, too.
Right.
So.
And every once in a while, you'll find something that you never heard of that was a straight-to-stream kind of miracle, you know?
They have some good stuff. I have friends who are on Netflix. You got Bruno is a friend of mine who, Slick, he's a great director. Oh, my God. I want his stuff on my... He's an amazing director. This guy, Slick, he directed a show. I'm in Power.
Yeah.
I'm doing many episodes of that. He was supposed to direct one of the films, but for some reason, they cut my character out of that one, and I was devastated because I wanted to work with him again.
Yeah.
But I've done, like, two or three music videos with him. I did, like, four shorts with him and a feature film with him, and then I did an intro to a horror movie book. A book that this guy's putting out, but he did a trailer film for the book.
Okay, really cool. You know what? I mean,
I don't have the names on me because I wasn't prepared talking about this stuff.
It's all good, and that's what we do at Hollow Nine. We suddenly dig deep. Like, you come and talk about one thing, and we start talking about, tell me about your childhood when you decided to become an actor, or tell me about the first films that made you want to do this, you know, and it becomes like a psychology kind of therapy session.
I could talk about the guys who are on, like, the Theater of Terror. I worked with them on other projects, and if you name their names, I could tell you what we've worked on and some of the things and how I feel about their works. I mean, like I said, there's very few people I've worked with that I'm going, no, man.
I'm never going to work
with them. Look, I did a film called Orchard Beach. It's a horror comedy with Apache Ramos from Warriors, right?
Yeah.
Great friend of mine. This guy, he killed the character. He absolutely killed the character. He followed the script so good. And it's like, you would think that this film was like one of those lost footage films that you found.
Oh, wow.
Found footage, you know what I'm saying?
I love those.
And even though we didn't try it, we had it one way, it went one direction, and then we said, you know what, we got to kill this direction and do it a different way because it's working better this way. And it came out so much better as a horror comedy because the horror part is like, everyone's done that. They've killed that.
What's the title of this project you're talking about?
Orchard Beach.
Okay.
Anybody who's been from the Bronx knows Orchard Beach and understands the irony of the title. Another great person. Guy, Chris Murphy. We had
Mark Abbott on last time.
Oh my God. Mark Abbott's a phenomenal writer.
Yeah.
He just did a film that did so well. I don't have the name in front of me. Like, this is not prepared. Like, we're gonna like try to promote everybody and try to like gas everybody up. This is just on the cuff here. But Mark Abbott, what a great guy. Yeah. I mean, oh my goodness.
Last time him and Tim O'Hearn stopped by.
Tim! Oh my God, I love Tim. Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm telling you, man. I'm a Theater of Terror head, so
let me tell you,
I'm collecting all of you guys as interviews on the podcast network.
What's the one, the Bookworm?
Bookworm with what's the guy's name?
Are you draining me again, man? Oh my God!
Do I have to IMDb it?
Because yeah, look it up.
I haven't met him.
He's directed films I'm in. He's really good. I mean, oh my God.
All right, I got the IMDb machine working on my phone.
I've known the guy for God 13 years, and now I can't remember his name. Are you gonna?
I know. We'll edit this out.
I hate. No, leave it in.
Yeah,
it's real.
I actually do that. I leave it real, man.
I'm a human being. I'm not a robot. I can't memorize everybody.
This is
you're gonna
how
say
it, works.
And I'm gonna die. I forgot. Got his name. I interviewed him when I had my talk show in Queens, The Shadow Show. I interviewed them. That's how I met him. I met him through Chris. Chris and I used to work together doing something else. And then I met the Reverend. I know he calls himself the Reverend. Because he is
the guy here, the guy who comes here as the priest, or the guy
he's an actual reverend, you know. I think he got ordained, and he actually can perform.
He's a real.
He can perform weddings and
all right,
whatever
let's
else.
See.
Ordained
Scott Gorbach, or is that who we're talking about?
Let me see.
Oh, I think I know who you mean. Sunglasses in the hat.
Oh, Patrick Boyer's good. Yeah. Patrick Devaney. Oh my God, I feel so stupid now.
I'm friends with him on Facebook too. He's probably gonna be pissed.
Zombie
at
Hunters. Zombie Hunters. God, damn.
It's the third day of the con.
Yeah, right.
It's
man?
Sunday morning, guys.
Patrick's amazing. He's done other things. That he did a short film that I don't know what he's done with that since, but that was so good. It reminded me like of a New Order video.
Oh wow!
You ever see New Order?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Know who they are?
Yeah.
Actually, I heard New Order playing in the I was at the resort hotel.
The Hard Rock over there?
The resort. It's called Resort Hotel.
Oh, okay.
The Resort Casino Hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like two doors down from
And
us,
while I'm
yeah.
walking through their casino to go to my spot, I hear New Order. I'm like, no. Come on. So when New Order is getting played somewhere, it's like, all right, either the world is just opening up to, or it's just like random luck that they played it. But
yeah, they realized that they missed out on a whole era back in the
80s. Oh, my God,
80s.
New Order, Depeche Mode, you know, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man, the beginning of that Manchester wave that came over here. Have you ever seen that movie, 24-Hour Party People?
No,
it's sort of like a mostly improv mockumentary about the beginning of Joy Division and the Happy Mondays in Manchester and the record company.
Joy Division. That's such a good band.
Yeah, well, they were new before New Order. That's when Ian Curtis killed
Bauhaus. I mean, you like that gothic like kind of thing.
Susie, too, from back
Susie and the Banshees.
And I don't know why. I call her Susie Sue in the Banshees, and I was the only one doing that.
Oh, really?
Didn't she call herself Susie Sue? Wasn't that
I wasn't friends with her, so I don't know if she used to do that. I actually never met the woman, but I loved, like, there's a few songs of hers that I absolutely adore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can hear that stuff on my radio.
Shadows. What have you seen at the... What have you seen at the Harcon this show this time around that's been really sort of stand out?
You know
for
who?
You?
Oh my God, I met Mimi Craven.
Oh, nice!
What a wonderful woman. Yeah. I mean, she is such a sweetheart, and she was so kind to me and my family, and she was just so genuine. And she we talked about the stuff she's in, of course, like everybody else does, what have you. And she's just open about all the things. And I'm not going to talk about what she talks about because it's private.
Yeah, right? Hey, man, that's for you and her. But
between
just, you know,
me and her and the money I paid, you know what I'm saying? And
you got to come with your wallet full to these things.
Well, let me tell you, man. I mean, you can get some good deals here, too, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But, let's see. Who else do we... Oh, Michael Winslow. He's a cool guy.
I ran into him a bunch of times.
Yesterday, he was doing the karaoke thing with people.
Oh, so I didn't get down to karaoke.
That was
night.
Cool.
How
you,
was that?
You missed it, man. He was cool.
Know.
And then the lady who I can't remember everybody's name again, but she was the
Sergeant Callahan in Police Academy.
The other lady.
Oh, Hooks.
Yes.
Marion Ramsey.
Yeah, right. She's so cool, man. She sung.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then, the dude who played Colonel Sanders in.
Thing. I saw him over there, Weiner, right?
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool people. Like, everybody was like.
I love about this show. Everybody seems like they come in there ready to hang out with the people.
A lot of people are very cool about that.
And interact. Some of them.
I mean, you get some clowns, but you know, it's like, why'd you come if you weren't looking? Yeah. Mingle, man. I mean, I'm mingling. Like, people stop me and they're like, hey, are you in this? And I mean, not that I'm in big stuff. I'm not a famous guy yet. You know, maybe never will. Who knows?
You know, keyword. You are all on that yet.
But everybody was there, man. And like, for me, if I was to do a con and there was a line out the window, first off, I'm spending time with you. If you want to talk, we're going to talk, okay?
Yeah.
And if the line has to be until midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever, until that line's done, so be it.
I'm here
because my thing is, I mean, I can't. I'm nothing without my fans.
Right.
And I love it when people stop me on the street. I always get who is that? I said, I don't know. This is a fan. I don't know who that was. Somebody who recognized me, saw me. I'm in the Bronx. The Bronx loves Power, by the way.
Yeah.
And when I get seen with Power, that's a fun time. I mean, not for nothing. I worked with 50 Cent.
Uh huh.
Pity is so cool, man. I don't want no. And if anybody badmouths the dude, I'm gonna have to say something about it because I mean, he's a card, he's a character, but he's really, really cool. It was real cool to work with him. The guy that plays Ghost, so great. The guy that plays Tommy, so great. Power is one of my favorite shows. I was in, I think, 5 of the 6 seasons. They kept bringing me back.
Power.
I was one of the only minuscule characters that did not get killed off in that show.
Even if they wrote you out, you were alive when they did it.
They killed everybody else in that show. It was great,
man. Called Power. That's how Power gets transferred.
Yeah, man. So you got to go see that show. If you, it's not this. I know this is about HorrorCon and what have you, but that's a great show to see. If you've seen John Wick, you can see me in John Wick.
Wait, which, the first one?
First one. It's funny because everybody goes, oh, you were in the first one. Yeah, I got killed off. Oh, you're going to be in the second? I said, unless they make it a zombie movie.
I swore I just said I got killed off.
Yeah, I mean,
where were you in the first one? I love John Wick. We've done an episode
when he's coming in to talk to the old man in the bar, me and another guy, I'm talking about how we're going to kill him and what we got to do to kill him. And he stares me down.
Shit, I got
Keanu
watch
Reeves
this.
Stares me down, dude. Yo, Keanu Reeves, he was so cool to work with, man. He was just so so mellow. He's sitting there and he's like digging into this crate for sodas. And me being just a regular guy, no, you know, I'm not the main dude. I don't want to touch anybody's feelings by touching their food, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, can I have one? And he turns around and he goes, yeah. I was like, oh, it's Keanu Reeves telling me I can have a soda. Geeking out, you know?
Yeah, man.
Like, the dude has, like, such a huge plethora of movies that he's done, you know?
Yeah, so, but I would still love to meet him because I hear he's, like, a really, like, cool,
down-to-earth
guy.
He's gentle dude, man. He's just mellow. It's like, yo, you're so mellow, you might disappear, man. You're so mellow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you, dude.
He's, like, he's
doing videos on Instagram with puppies, you know?
No, I didn't see that.
There was where, like, he's answering people's questions while surrounded by and playing with six or seven puppies.
Wow.
And like, it's just to show how he's become this very, you know, gentle
Zen
giant
dude,
kind
man.
Of dude.
He's not tall.
He's not tall.
He's not a giant. I'm a giant. I'm 6'6". Is he 6'6"?
You are an imposing force.
I'm like 300 pounds, 6'6". Don't tell anybody. You get this first. I mean, I'm a teddy bear, but don't mess with me. I can growl like a grizzly bear.
See
real quick.
Theater of Terror and see the look he gives those guys at the table when they're listening to him. You're suddenly like, ooh.
Yo, I tell you, even though it's a small part, Terry is one of my favorite characters I've got to play.
Yeah.
There's other things I've played that I really liked, but Terry's one of my favorite that I got to like get into and. I for such a small role, I really did a lot for that role. So I hope people who watch it feel the same as I do. Is like, wow, that guy really put a lot into it. Because I don't sound like that.
Yeah, no,
I'm not that character. I mean, that's not who I am in real life. You're not going to get that from me. When you watch the things I do, I really get into the characters. I don't just show up and phone it in. You know what I mean?
No, dude, it stuck with me too. I've always was like so when I saw you at the after party at the premiere, I'm like, you. You had that moment.
All right, guys,
we're going to check out Shadow Industries, Shadow's Vision. Check out Papa Shadow on Instagram. Where can they find
The real Pa Shadow on Instagram. You can basically, I do a lot of my photos. I like to take photos and stuff. So you can see some of the photos I've taken around the world. I like doing travel. If you like to travel, contact me. I can tell you places to go. You'll have a great time, man. I mean, I do a lot of different stuff.
Renaissance man.
Well, yeah, I try, man. I got two orphanages overseas, one in Cambodia and one in Indonesia. The stuff I'm doing, like, with this stuff, not only am I helping local artists and stuff and indie people, I'm also helping kids overseas get out of that poverty cycle where they can, instead of begging for money, they're actually making their own money and they're part of their community, building that community. So that's a big thing for me. I love doing it. I got 600 kids in Cambodia and over 300 in Indonesia, and if you want to, those countries are awesome to hang out to. Nice. If you want to go see some amazing countries, get in touch with me. I'd love to show people what I've seen around the world.
Wow, man, like this story just keeps getting like bigger and bigger, man.
Dude, I can talk for hours.
Well, we'll keep checking back in with you at the Hollow 9 Network. You're always welcome to come back and like
keep us
updated on what's going on.
Yo, this is the man. He's got an awesome show, so keep on listening.
We're going to link everything in the show notes, so anybody who heard anything they want to help and get involved with and find out more information, you're going to be able to click right over to it there.
Definitely.
We're going to be here for the rest of the day at New Jersey Horror Con, day 3 of the October 2019 show, keeping it here at the Hollow 9 Network.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Hollow 9 Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow 9 Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow 9.
How come nothing's happening? I don't have time to fix it, so we're just going to go. All right, let me find your card in here, because you know what?
You know what? You make the time to fix it. I want to hear this garbage and all these excuses. And this is Horror Show Jack crashing this broadcast at NJ HorrorCon. Love you guys.
I love it. I love it. We got to watch him make some custom fangs for Christina Ricci the other day.
Oh, my man is the best over here.
So why don't you,
Show.
Why don't you introduce
Shout
yourself?
Shout out to Horror Show Jack.
It's not easy butchering people. It's hard work. You know, there's a lot more like me.
We're talking to serial killers.
Serial killers!
New terminology.
Are criminals born, or are they formed?
How do we get ahead of crazy if we don't know how crazy thinks?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Welcome to the Hollow Nine Mindhunter Podcast.
Hey, this is David Clone from the Hollow Nine Network, just checking in saying, hey, what's up to all our Radio Haver fans listening to us from all around the globe. We want to thank you for all of the live streams during our programming, and a big thanks to Drew Carson for giving us the slot. We've got some renovations going on at the home base at hollow9.com. Pretty soon, it's going to have a whole new look and feel, so just get ready. Until then, keep rocking over at Radio Haver.